As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what's a sneaky good smell is a giant pretzel.
Yes.
Giant
pretzel. Baked. You got dough. You can almost smell the salt, or maybe it's your own senses knowing that the salt's right there on top of it.
A guy gave me this today.
Oh, my God. Look
at that. It's a giant pretzel, and it just smells
so
good. My whole book bag smells like it.
Can I? I'm not going to eat it. Can I smell it?
You can smell it if you want.
Thanks, man.
So I'm taking this home. My wife loves these giant pretzels, and I'm just taking that home to her.
Oh,
it smells great, right?
Yeah.
So somebody gave me that. They're like, hey, do you like pretzels? I'm like, oh, my wife
loves it. Of course I do.
So she'll crush it. It'll be good. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, brought to you by our friends, the law firm Kondori and Murat. They sponsor our show exclusively, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. They do it all. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today. Mention us to get a discount, kmlawyers.com. They'll take good care of you. Again, kmlawyers.com. Michael Rubin's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. The CEO of Fanatics, who's been named the most influential person in sports business by SBJ and some other outlets over the last couple of years, literally runs Fanatics, so it'll be a good conversation with him. Some of the things I want to talk about. Did you realize the Commanders rank 8th in the NFL for the start of the regular season through the NFC Championship game last year in terms of Fanatics merch that was moved? Top 10. Now, I guess that's the Jaden Daniels effect.
Sure.
But still, we talk about the popularity of the name and is it staying or not. When the ownership group looks at that, they're going to say, yeah, I'll bet you this name is okay. Sales up 250% season over season from 23 to 24. That's from 26th in the NFL to 8th in the NFL with all that Commanders merch. Jaden Daniels was the number 2 player in the NFL in terms of jersey sales this past year. And Alex Ovechkin here in D.C. actually broke the NHL record for player merchandise in a single day, the day he scored the 895th goal to move ahead of Wayne Gretzky. So we could talk to him about some of those things.
Nice. Yeah, that stuff like that is so cool. Can you imagine going from not being a company to now being one of the gold standards of like, oh, I would like an Ovechkin jersey. You go there. Like, now people just know that's where you go. You go to Fanatics.
Well, it's not
amazing.
Even that they have the merch in the stores, but like they're doing the jersey deals now. The jerseys that every team is wearing.
That's right.
Used to be a Nike or, you know, they're going with Adidas this year. Now it's Fanatics, but they've got everything. They've got the sports books and, now, you name it, they're doing it. So we'll talk to him. I just want to have a conversation about where we're headed with sports and sports media, and who better to talk to than Michael Rubin about that. Let's squeeze in AJ in District Heights on Grant and Danny while we await the call. AJ, how are you, man? Good to talk to you.
Hey, doing good, man. How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You wanted to chime in on the gap between the Eagles and the Commanders, Philly trading Bryce off to San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't think we're that far off. If you look at the game, an NFC Championship game, we were going back and forth. We were able to move the ball. It's just that we lost that turnover battle. And like you guys said, if Dan Quinn can get the defense to start creating some turnovers, and if we win the turnover battle, I mean, talent-wise, yeah, the Eagles definitely are one of one. But as far as actually competing and beating them in the game, I think we can get them if we just take care of the ball.
That's actually going to be our poll of the day. You can go vote on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account right now. Our poll of the day every day is brought to you by Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience, just gauging how far people think Washington is from being able to overtake Philadelphia with that poll. I think it's hard to look at just the results from last season in a small sample of a couple of games, but the NFC Championship game, to his point, was not a 32-point game. And that was the result, 55-23. But the game was much closer for longer. And I would also say that, like, people will say, well, they split last year. Remember, the Commanders beat the Eagles at home.
Right.
Kind of. I mean, I think it was a 14-0 game with Philly driving when Hurts got hurt and left that game, and then Pickett came in. He threw a terrible interception as part of the Washington comeback to win that game. So in the same way, I don't think the championship game was as bad as it looked. I'm not sure that beating Philly was as authentic as that looked either.
Yeah, you were in kind of a gross dogfight there in Philadelphia the first time that you and I were at with our buddies from Condori and Morad. And, you know, you get a fourth down conversion, which you got all season long at a 90-some percent clip. Maybe that's a different football game, et cetera. But Philly, of course, takes off at the end and wins by double digits. So, yeah, I was trying to remember it. I mean, Washington scored to make it 14-12. Missed the two-point conversion, and then from there it was just an absolute bloodbath with a couple lost fumbles mixed in, an interception late, but the game was already academic at that point. So, yeah, I mean, to me, the gap is pretty big. And Washington was able to compensate in a number of ways and hide some of their deficiencies, of which there were many, for a team that, frankly, was in year one of a build. Normally, you're purging all the bad from the previous culture and the regime and stuff. You had no first-round picks, no substantial players really to build on other than who you drafted and Terry McLaurin and a couple other guys that you acquired. But they had to kind of mask some of the things that didn't make them look real good, and they couldn't run the ball in certain ways or defensively had to either pick, what do I want to get beat by today, the run or the pass? You'd hope that now that gap is closed. I don't know how much it has, because just how good and how well Philadelphia's run so consistently. Howie Roseman, to me, is among the best executives in the sport, in all of sports, quite frankly. They always seem to have another guy waiting. They always seem to find their next Zach Bond. They always have that fifth rounder, sixth rounder, or whatever that comes out of nowhere. It always seems the guy falls to them, the Cooper DeJeans, who, you know, as highly ranked a nickel cornerback as there is in the NFL in the first year of his time there. Just stuff like that always seems to happen to them. Always get the right defensive coordinator. Always have the right pieces
and
players, whatever.
But when your process is good, it happens.
And that's kind of my point.
Yeah. Also, to what you're saying, it's easy to say, oh, fumbles. I think they lost the 4 fumbles in the NFC Championship game or whatever. You turn the ball over when you're under-talented in matchups. Now, I'm not saying every one of those was because of that. But just as an example, like, sometimes you fumble because a throw leads you inside and you get hit right as you're catching it or whatever. And the other team, just being a little bit faster and a little bit more physical and a little bit better, had something to do with that turnover. One of those I remember was the McNichols fumble on a kickoff. Like, that kind of stuff kills you and can't happen and is inexcusable. But I mean, there was a pretty clear discrepancy in that. The poll question is there for you to try to figure out, did Washington close the gap? I think the best way to answer is through the lens of Jaden Daniels, though. If Jaden Daniels makes another leap, which is a big ask and probably tough to put on him, but if he's able to go from the way he played last year to an MVP candidate, well, then he masks so many things around him that you do close the gap, because he is now definitively ahead of Hurts, and the quarterback position is the most important position in football. But if that's not the case, and he doesn't make the leap, now you need other positions and other guys to step up around him, and that gets complicated because that's where they have more talent at those other positions.
Yeah, I think that's what's essential, right? If you take one thing away from them, they're fine with that, right? It doesn't matter. Like, you want to take away A.J. Brown on the outside? They'll hand it off to Saquon Barkley and kill you. You want to take that away? Watch what else we can do with Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith. There's always a counter for them. Whereas Washington, especially down the stretch, it was kind of like, hey, Jaden, go ahead and make a whole bunch of magic and cover for all our problems.
Grant and Danny, with you on the Fan, tracking down Michael Rubin, the CEO of Fanatics, who's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes here on G&D. They've got a big event that Jaden Daniels is taking part in New York City with dozens of the top athletes in America. Let's go to Shane, who's in Switzerland, on Grant and Danny. What's up, Shane?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today, Commander Grant?
Buddy.
Hey, look, we're not even nowhere close. Nowhere close to the Eagles right now. I mean, we're probably like a year away, maybe two. If this coaching staff stays together. You know, of course, you know, things change. If Kingsbury wants to go to another, then what? Well, now we got to learn a new offense. So, you know, I think we're close, but no, we're not. We're about 2 years away, in my opinion. And then we'll be competing for the, you know, like the Eagles have. And it's just time. It's time. It's we're getting there. We just got to be patient as fans. And another thing about the pets.
Shane, we got to let you go, buddy. We appreciate you. Thank you. What was he saying about the what?
But
the pets.
The pets.
As much as I'd like to talk to you about exotic pets, right now we got to talk to the CEO of Fanatics, who's with us on the Rude Guest Hotline. We're fired up about this. Rude's the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Michael Rubin is with us. Michael, you're on in D.C. with Grant and Danny. How are you?
What's happening, guys? How you doing?
Very well, man.
Fired
up to
chat with you. So much to cover here. Appreciate you hopping aboard. I just wanted to start because looking at your history, I was reminded, you're a Philly area guy, that you were working with Josh Harris at one point in time as part of the ownership group with the Sixers and the Devils that now owns the Commanders and has completely turned this football team around in a very, very short time. What are your recollections of working with Josh and that ownership group?
Well, Josh is a great friend of mine, and I had a great time. You know, we bought the Sixers together in 2011. I was a part of it until, I think, 2021, 2022, when I wanted to put all of my energy into Fanatics. But look, Josh cares deeply, and he's got a great ownership group, friends with a lot of guys in the ownership group, and it's been fun for me to see such a fast turnaround in D.C. I think there was so much starvation for being, you know, I mean, the city was starving for this to happen. And look, Jaden Daniels is a really special individual. He's one of Fanatics, you know, most important athletes. He's a good buddy of mine. I love him. So for me to see Josh, who's been a long time, you know, partner of mine and a great friend of mine, together with Jaden, you know, kind of start to make magic beginning to happen, it's super exciting. I mean, it's, you know, Josh is a special guy. He's going to work his ass off to, you know, work to bring championships to, you know, Washington area. And, you know, I think you're well on your way.
Well, you mentioned the starvation part of things. The idea that a couple of DC athletes would be on top of any list other than like worst performing for a long time is sort of foreign to us here. But, you know, looking at some of your best selling jerseys, you mentioned it, Jaden Daniels, Alexander Ovechkin, all of a sudden some of these DC jerseys are in demand, Michael.
Absolutely. And then we got, you know, then we got DC natives like KT as well. So, you know, we're covering DC born guys, DC stars today. Yeah, look, Ovechkin, what he did with breaking that record, I think he was the biggest selling hockey player ever when he broke the moment. And I believe Jaden, if my memory serves me right, was like the number two selling NFL jersey for the entire season last year. I mean, he was a jersey selling machine. So it's fun to see it. And look, there's a lot of excitement happening in your city, but probably no more than around what's happening with the Commanders and Jaden and Josh and the whole organization.
CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin, with us on Grant and Danny. Speaking of Jaden Daniels, there's a quarterback playbook panel that I've been reading about where he's going to take part in this panel with Dan Marino and Joe Montana at the event you guys are having. It's like a Comic-Con for athletes and people who love sports, essentially, all coming together. But what's this like? I just love the idea of Daniels getting some FaceTime with, rubbing elbows with some of the great quarterbacks ever.
Well, first, let me just tell you a little bit about Fanatics Fest, because this is it's a brand new concept that we created last year. We did it for the first time ever last August. And really, what we realized, there was really not a festival for sports fans. And I've been to so many music festivals, and I've been to Comic-Con. I've been to different trading card shows. And it's kind of like sports fans deserve, you know, a first-rate, incredible festival. And I think there was nobody other than the Fanatics that could bring it all together. So certainly we work with, you know, so many of the different big sports properties, you know, the NFL, the NBA, baseball, hockey, UFC, WWE, FIFA, you know, Premier League, all these different sports organizations. So we looked at Comic-Con and we said, you know, would it be amazing if we had this in sports? So we did it last year for the first time. We had 70,000 people show up for the first time last year.
Oh, my God.
We take over Javits, which is the biggest convention center in New York. And we had so many big stars come last year. Yeah, you know, we had, you know, Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards right off the Olympics, Tom Brady. We had Jay-Z, Travis Scott. You know, there were just hundreds, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, so many of the biggest athletes, celebrities, artists in the world came together. But then we said we want to move it because we want to have current NFL athletes be able to participate. So we moved it to June. And the big difference by moving it to June is you could get all of the current NFL players that would have been kind of in preseason not participate. So this year in football, you've got guys like Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, C.J. Stroud, Micah Parsons, C.D. Lamb, Devontae Adams, Jamar Chase, Brady, all these guys that are going to be participating this year. There's about 300 athletes, celebrities, artists, all coming to this three-day convention at the Javits Center in New York City. So Fanatics Fest, it's pretty incredible. Nothing really fazes me anymore. I mean, anyone who wasn't there last year had huge FOMO. This year we've got Kevin Hart coming, Jay-Z and Travis Scott coming back. This year, Victor Wembanyama, LeBron James is coming, you know, James Harden, KD. So you've just got so many different big athletes across all the different sports. And there's so much content you can consume. You talked about the panel that Jaden Daniels is on. But we have so many incredible panels. I think we've got six different stages where people just watch, you know, their favorite athletes, celebrities, artists, talk about different things that are important to them. And, you know, Jaden, as I said, is such a special guy. When I watched, you know, I got to meet him before he was drafted, and we were actually doing a Cactus Jack launch in college, and he came, you know, we started LSU, and he came from LSU to Texas, then USC, and I just saw a perfect combination of confidence and humility. I remember telling Josh Harris before the draft, man, if you get this kid, he's going to be so special. And you know, I think he's in the first year. I don't think he could have had much better first year than he had.
He was unbelievable. CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin, one of the most influential business people, sports industry at this point, is named by just about every outlet over the last few years. Joining us here on Grant and Danny, you can check out the Fanatics Fest that he was just referencing up in New York City coming up this month. I'm curious, you know, you guys now don't just have your hand in everything. You know, you're shaping everything in so many ways, whether it's the deals for creating the jerseys for teams and sports and everything from the event that you're talking about, and sports cards are exploding again. I don't know when this happened, but like it's like my childhood all over again. What do you think's next, or what's the thing right now that's hottest that you think is just scratching the surface in terms of sports fandom and business?
Well, for me, we're in three primary businesses today. We have the business we started in, which is really our fan gear business. We operate the flagship Fanatics site, but we also operate, you know, the NBA store, the NFL shop, NHL store, MLB store. We have about almost 1,000 team and college sites that we run globally. And, you know, that's kind of our first business. That business, it's grown, you know, it's grown a fair amount over the last decade, but we still feel like we're just getting going. We also own Lids, the headwear retailer. And I think there it's really about innovation from a product perspective. How do you keep satisfying the fan better? We do make, as you mentioned, a lot of the jerseys. We make the jerseys in the NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, some of the basketball jerseys. And I think there's just so much more innovation to come. You know, yesterday I was flying home from England. And I was looking at some of the new jersey designs that were coming. They were just blowing my mind away. You know, there's just so many exciting products coming. Then we launched the Fanatics Sportsbook about 20 months ago, and that's probably the fastest growing sports book in the country now. People actually told us we had no shot, which when people tell me I have no shot, I love that more than anything. And, you know, we're growing like crazy in that business. And it's because we got a better value proposition. We bet with Fanatics, you get, you earn fan cash, which you can use to bet or buy merchandise or buy trading cards or get tickets from Ticketmaster or go to Tops or Lids. And so every time you bet, you earn fan cash, which you can, you know, use in our kind of ecosystem. And that's been really popular. Then we do something called Fair Play, which is if your player gets hurt in the first quarter, we actually take that player out of your prop. So I think we had like hundreds of thousands of bets last year where people would have lost and they won because of kind of our, you know, kind of insurance that we give as part of betting with us. And then we have our collectibles business. In fact, Fanatics Collectibles, Fanatics Live, we own Tops, the trading card company. And to your point, that's growing like crazy. That's really just because of product innovation and marketing. It's, you know, it's still much smaller than when we were kids, but it's definitely growing pretty fast. So for us, we have so much to do in those three businesses. We're kind of like, we're locked in, man. We're not trying to do anything outside of those three businesses. I think we got to innovate and do those three businesses better. And so every day we wake up, we've got about 22,000 people at the company, and we're just figuring out, you know, how can we kind of enhance the experience for sports fans? And there's so much for us to do. And, you know, I think I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I get to work around the best athletes, you know, the best owners, the best fans. And you know, we got more than 100 million customers at Fanatics. And, you know, we appreciate every one of them one by one.
Well, congrats on the success. I will say one snafu that you need to clean up here. Last year, the all-white party that you guys had with all the celebrities and the athletes that we saw pictures of, the invites for me and Danny, they didn't make it here. And so I don't know.
I don't know what happened because we definitely sent that to you guys. Yeah. We're waiting for you guys to come.
Yeah,
and they
someone
told me,
should
like,
be fired over that.
They told me everybody showed up but the two of you guys. And I was like, what's going on here, man? Like, I don't understand. Like,
yeah, it was
you
ridiculous.
Were expecting you guys. And I got to be honest with you. Like, I remember when, you know, Brady and, you know, all the guys that were there. And, you know, I remember Drake's running away. He's like, where are these guys? Like, I don't get it. Like, they're just, you know.
Yeah.
So I will just say, you have no shot of paying us millions to show up as an appearance fee. You see what I'm saying?
You have no chance.
That's a challenge. No chance.
No chance to get us there.
No chance
you're
doing.
You just think we can't afford it. I get it. Like, look, it's tough. We got to invest in the fan. Like, if we can't afford to get you guys there, I get it. I mean, you could, you know, it sounds like you could be the only paid guys there. But, you know, whatever it takes, you know, we want you guys.
Well, let's just hope the invites get here this year and we'll call it even. But in the meantime, keep kicking butt. Thanks for the time.
Hey, congrats, man.
It.
Thank you.
Hey, great talking to you guys.
You got it. Michael Rubin, who is the CEO of Fanatics on Grant and Danny.
People sleep on what it takes from going from out in the wilderness, like barely a brand, to intrinsic to all of the sports and sportsbook and everything else. I mean, like all the things, the LA, everything from LA Gear and Reebok that was like, it used to be part of the culture and it's out. Fanatics is everywhere and everything, and it wasn't before that. It's amazing.
Jaden Daniels is front and center, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't just saying all of those things because he's on in D.C.
I'd get on board
with
that.
The number two selling jersey and merch player in the National Football League, the biggest sport in America last year. And then Ovi broke all their hockey records when he scored 895. The points leader for NASCAR's Cup Series, William Byron, joins us in studio next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on The Fan. We are live in our Half Street studios in the Navy Yard, just a few blocks from Nationals Park, where tonight the first pitch will be thrown out by the gentleman who is leading the Cup Series for NASCAR in points. Their point standings right now, one of the final four racers in the playoffs last year, who drives the number 24 car, the Chevy, for Hendrick Motorsports. William Byron is in studio with us right now. Thank you for stopping through. We appreciate you making us part of the media tour today. I know you're getting ready to throw out the first pitch. What's your level of nerves for that assignment going in over there?
Well, I think I'm doing the, what do they call it, the play ball?
Yeah,
I guess
okay.
I'm doing that. So
the shouting the play ball?
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous for it, but I don't know. I think it's going to be fine.
That's easy.
It's an easy thing to do.
If that's your obligation, okay. You literally say three words.
Okay,
like,
good.
You are a winner.
Okay.
Here it is. Ready? Nationals fans, it's time to play ball. Over.
That's it.
That's
you
your
do that one.
Are people actually listening?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
So what never goes well is when someone tries to do a joke or a play on something. So for example, like obviously as a racer, start your engines, Nats fans. Like they won't understand that.
Yeah,
you just
like,
got to stick
crickets.
To the play ball. Yeah.
Crickets. Yeah.
So just from chatting for a couple minutes before we went on with you in studio, it's pretty clear you're a pretty big sports fan.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, unfortunately. You're a big Canes fan.
So fun. Yeah.
Yay. Good for you guys.
Glad for you.
We don't have any animus toward them at all here in Washington, D.C. Mm. But you were surprised to see, you were like staring at the TV that Thibodeau got fired. You were asking us about Ovechkin. Give us an idea of your sports fandom out of the car.
Yeah. I mean, I watch all types of sports, but I feel like I'm probably most into football and hockey. I mean, I played football until I stopped growing, and then it was kind of like, okay, probably should race. But I like a lot of different sports, and I enjoy watching everything. Probably not as much basketball, but obviously with the finals coming up, I'll definitely watch some of that.
Are you a Panthers fan?
Oh, yeah, I was going to Panthers guy.
I'm a Panthers guy, yeah. They're not as good as the Commanders this year, but
no,
the
they
Commanders
are
pretty good.
I thought Dave Canales was a good hire and has
him
in Bryce Young looked a lot better last year.
Yeah, they look good.
Are you willing to give him a little more time and see where it's at?
Oh, for sure. I think they're maybe overhyped this year a bit, but I think they could have 9-10 wins would be awesome.
I also feel like there's no urgency in that division. You know what I mean? Like you could take your time with Bryce Young and company and like you could mess around, get 8 wins and probably win that NFC South at some point.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we had Cam, it was like, you know, we had some dominant years and then we had some years where we only won 8 or 9 games and made the playoffs. So yeah, I think you can kind of stay in the battle.
We always like to put our cards on the table at the beginning of interviews with race car drivers.
Right.
Okay. Like yourself. I try to get as many of them on the show as possible because I'm now big into NASCAR. During the pandemic, I was telling you the backstory, but you guys were the only show in town that there weren't sports on, and I just got all in. And I still watch and follow pretty closely. Danny watches the Netflix documentaries. That's
I'm also in the room.
Right. But that having been said, there are a lot of things we'll ask you, but I will just let you know that if you were talking to Larry McReynolds, it would be a very different interview. Okay? Like, he's going to ask you about what's under the hood and what are we doing? We don't have that, but we have some things that we're interested in that we want to cover with a 2-time Daytona 500 winner and a former Rookie of the Year. But I want to start with the Netflix series that just dropped. Season 2 came out. If you guys haven't watched it, you absolutely should. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
But you're one of the main drivers, obviously, chronicled because you made the playoffs. And I thought that your ability to be outspoken and talk about the sports psychologist that you go to that has helped you in your career was awesome. Because players don't talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
And it also seemed to me, and I don't want to put this in your mouth, you tell me, but like it seemed to me like that was something you had to break through for yourself to even be willing to do that and then talk about it.
Yeah.
But how has that helped you and how prevalent is that in your sport and in sports in general?
Yeah, I mean, guys probably don't talk about it too much, but I kind of learned from somebody else. I watched Kirk Cousins on the quarterback show and he was working with one and I was like, man, that's a great idea. And I think that was kind of right around the same time. So, I think it's super helpful. you know, obviously everyone has their different ways that they prepare and get ready to compete. But I feel like the mental side is obviously a big part of it. So just figuring out what works for me, my routine, and sort of the thoughts that go through my head when I'm going through situations, I think is really critical.
What's that line between, you want to obviously be relaxed, but you also want to use that adrenaline, use that intensity to kind of, in a sport that demands such incredible focus for such an extended time.
Yeah.
It's not like you build up to one act. You're building up for, you know, minutes and hours even of consistent, concentrated effort. What's that line like?
Yeah, I mean, the nerves are highest before the race and then kind of the beginning of the race. But once you settle into the race, I feel like the nerves go away and you're just thinking about the strategy of what you need to do. So I feel like that's probably for any athlete, like as you're continuing throughout the event, especially if you're playing continuously, it's just, you know, you're in the flow of it. So it just becomes about executing. And, you know, there's plenty of emotion that comes with, you know, competing for a win or anything like that. So just managing those emotions is probably the big thing.
Another thing that I thought they did a really good job with on that documentary is discussing the teamwork on a team like Hendrick, where you're competing for yourselves, but you also, inevitably at times, you have to put, in your case, Chase or Alex Bowman or Kyle Larson, whoever it's been along the way, like their priorities ahead of your own. What is that like? Because we watch sports where your team is all the guys in the same jersey, but you're in an individual sport where your sponsors care if you win or not, and yet Hendrick talks to you guys all together the day after the race, and his goals are different than yours. How does that work?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's, like you're all competing for the championship, you know, if you're still in it. So like coming down to Martinsville last year, we were all competing against each other and you just race hard, but try to race fair, I guess, is the big thing. So,
But how about the egos or even like you'll see beefing within teammates sometimes or, you know, and every team does this over the years, but like there's always an alpha it feels like, and the guys are competing for that. Like, is that something that fans put on you guys or is that real?
I don't think it's really real. I mean, I feel like we just try to do the best job that we can. And I feel like that's not like just coaches speak. I feel like it's actually, honestly, you try to lean on your teammates as much as you can to get to the ultimate goal and then you race it out from there. So it's just like, obviously those competitive juices are flowing when you're competing. But outside of that, I think it's just kind of business as usual.
But you don't. Do you get anything if your teammate wins the championship?
No, but it's better that way than somebody else. You know, it definitely is. And,
but there's
and
no value in it for like.
You get like a nice watch at the end
William
of the year.
William Byron Enterprises.
Not per se, but I think that helps. That helps everybody be more competitive. So that's just the mindset, right? Like, it's competitive when you're racing against each other, but you'd rather see them do well because then you know that you have that opportunity as well. So. I'd rather see one of my teammates win than another organization.
William Byron in studio with us here on Grant and Danny. Your start is awesome. Like the story of you getting into the sport, I think is incredible. The analogy, and I want you to tell the story, but imagine like you played like a really good, I don't know, like a flight simulator and became like the world's greatest dogfighter. Like it's to that level of how you got your beginning. Tell the story.
Yeah, I started on iRacing, which is a computer sim. Anybody can get on there and race. It's a pretty advanced sim. So it's a lot of fun. I feel like it's really taken off, and that's how I got my start. I was a huge fan of NASCAR growing up, so I think it just kind of made sense to run iRacing, and I didn't expect to get to where I am now, but it's just kind of that I feel like the ability was there and the work ethic to go with it.
You were 6 years old when you started iRacing, right?
Yeah, like 13, actually. But I was 6 when I went to my first race, yeah.
Oh, so that's where your fandom started.
Yeah,
so the iRacing was as a teenager then.
Yeah.
Okay, so then is that, I guess it's different levels maybe, but do you have I've seen it with like the seat and the steering wheel and there's a bunch of equipment. Can you just, you're not just doing that with a controller, right? Or does it matter?
Yeah, you have like a pedal, wheels and pedals. So that's how most people race on there and that's how I got started.
But how unlikely is it for you to have, from that background, I read that your first race in a car was when you were about 15.
Yeah.
And that's just, people say, oh, well, he wasn't 16 yet. That's so late for these guys that you're competing with every Sunday. They've been doing this for years before that. How unlikely is that? Does anybody else have a story like yours?
No, I mean, I think it's just, I never thought I was going to be a NASCAR driver at 15. I thought, man, it'd be awesome to race. And I had a local track near me. So I'm like, man, if I can get involved and start racing there, maybe it'll lead to something. So I think it was just one step after another. And then when I had success at different levels, it was like, okay, this just is continuing to progress and is going to be something potentially there. So I don't think until probably 18 when I got a phone call to drive for Hendrick, I don't think that was really, that was when it set in, but I don't think up until that point I was thinking that.
And he just got a big extension to stay with Hendrick now.
Is too bad.
One of the top racers on the circuit, leading in points in NASCAR as we sit here talking today. William Byron's our guest. They're coming to Richmond, by the way, August 14th, back under the lights in Richmond. We'll ask you about that coming up in just a few, because I know a lot of our listeners will be at that race to watch you and watch the rest of the guys you're competing with. When you get your start that way, was there any animus toward you that you could feel? Or were there guys like maybe just dismissive where they go, this dude played video games. He's not real.
Right. I think it was like a lot of sort of, I guess, some disrespect of like, hey, like, is he really going to be that good? Or is he going to like make these mistakes? And he's so green. And so, yeah, I don't think I really heard that stuff that much. But I'm sure that's what people were thinking or whatever. And yeah, you just kind of keep your head down and just focus on, you know, proving what your ability is. So I feel like that probably motivated me to kind of have a chip on my shoulder of this is, you know, I'm doing it in a different way.
And they may have thought one thing and then had to think something different when you passed them.
Yeah.
they're going to the back of your car, right?
I mean, 14 races so far this year.
Yeah.
Top six, 10 times.
Not too shabby.
That's how you get to number one in the point standings.
What's Richmond like? Racing
Richmond,
there.
Richmond's a tough place. It's like sort of a place where experience really matters, it seems like. And, you know, I think it's typically where the veteran guys, you know, do really well. So
why is that?
I think it's just understanding the tire and kind of like the feel of slipping it and sort of, you know, just the rhythm, I guess, and not overdriving. Cause I think a lot of people overdrive that track and, that's easy to do. I've been guilty of that a lot. So I think it's just a place that you have to kind of stay within the limits of the car, and like any sport, right? It looks effortless when the guys are, you know, good. So I think that's kind of Richmond.
Do you have a preference? They're back under the lights now at night in Richmond for this race. Night, like you guys just had in Nashville, the cars to me, the high definition,
it looks so
glistening,
cool.
It's just badass. Like to me, that's the aesthetics that I love. But do you have a preference, you know, racing in 3 in the afternoon versus nighttime?
I think night races. I think as a sport, we could do a lot more night races because we, like you said, the product just looks better on the track. I think the racing is better at night at times. You know, there's more aggression, I think. So
is that because of a track thing or like a mentality thing?
I think it's mentality some. Like,
really?
Nighttime, it's cooler out, so the drivers are, you know, more relaxed and probably
could
be more aggressive, I guess. But I don't know. It's just, I'm not sure why, but I think under the lights, yeah, there's just more energy, I feel like. So I think we should do kind of half and half. I think right now we only have like maybe a tenth of our schedule is at night. So we could do a lot more night races.
William Byron with us on Grant and Danny. What's the temperature in the car when it gets really hot?
It's like 130. So it if it's 80 degrees outside, it's usually 30 to 40 degrees warmer inside the car.
So if you guys are racing on a 95-degree day, it's 130-something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like 130 in there.
Just for hours, with all the gear and the jacket and the helmet.
Yeah. I mean, your body acclimates. The biggest thing is just your breathing and just kind of, you just have to, like, you know, spend time in saunas and just
heat. Do you train that way in the sauna?
Yeah, you heat train, especially if it's a hot one, for sure. But, yeah.
What about, I mean, that you've been asked this a billion times, but you really got to go to the bathroom. What are we doing here?
I mean, so that's another thing with the heat, right? You sweat.
You're sweating
most of it out. So yeah, I mean, you don't really have to typically unless you're really not sweating and you think about it. But yeah, it's not, most of the time it's not an issue.
That's a funny thing that over 6 hours may not ever be a problem.
Seriously, the sound. So I've been to a couple NASCAR races, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the thing I would tell people who've never been is you feel the sound. Right, as you're like watching the car, it's going fast, but maybe not that fast. And then, of course, it comes around that turn and zips past you, and it like knocks you back when you're not ready for it.
Yeah.
What does it sound like in the car? I mean, obviously, you've got your communications going, but you can feel that sound too, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, it's, you have, ear molds that you wear that cancel a lot of the noise. But yeah, I mean, a lot of us, I mean, after the race, it's like, it takes a while for your mind to kind of calm down after all the noise and everything happening inside the car. So yeah, it's just, but we love it. And I love the feeling of racing and just the adrenaline that comes with, you know, competing and trying to be better. And I think that's what sticks with you.
William Byron and NASCAR are going to be in Richmond coming up under the lights again. You can go check out the race and see the 24 car glistening in one of those night races that he likes. You're a big Legos guy, I remember seeing.
Yeah.
Do you do that in season, or is that more of an off-season hobby?
It's kind of therapeutic. I mean, I do it some in season, but more of off-season, I would say.
And are you, like, just buying the things in small boxes and building them, or are you, like, got huge projects?
Because it's all sets right?
Yeah, they're all sets, so I get, like, the bigger ones that they come out with, and just kind of, I wait until they come out with something that I'm really excited about, and I build that. But it's, some of the architecture is great, like the, built the Titanic, that was a fun project.
What's your biggest one?
Biggest one's probably that.
Titanic.
But I had some other ones, I guess like the Dark Knight Batmobile and just different ones. So it's fun. It's I heard Nelly Korda was talking about it, that she does it as well. So that was kind of cool to see that.
What are your, like from a TV movie, like what are your proclivities? You binging shows or what kind of things do you watch?
Man, I was into the Osama bin Laden documentary.
Dude.
Oh, we love it.
You got good company. I only spent about 45 minutes talking about that last week.
Yeah. And just looking for someone to talk to about it. Like, did you see that? Like, yeah.
The final episode of that documentary.
It escalated.
It could have been 15 hours long.
The first one was a little slow, and then the third episode, I was like, man, this is really good. I mean, I watched Zero Dark Thirty. Was a great. Honestly, it was cool to see. Like, I watched that movie, and then hearing them talk about it, like, they did depict a lot of things really well.
Totally.
I wonder who the lady was who was blacked out.
This was my question. I think that's
like the Maya character. Yeah.
What's that?
I think that was Chastain, the redhead from the movie.
Whose character, whose name was Maya in the movie. Yeah.
Or sometimes, like, that character that they have is three people. You know what I mean? Like, they just combine. So it could have been three or four of those women, and they use all those anecdotes.
Oh, wow.
Who knows? But I definitely thought that was part of it. All right. Last thing then. I got one final one, Danny. You can ask one final one. But for me, I guess I'm just curious, like, goals rest of the season, number one in points. Does that change how you race at all? You've already got your win. You don't really have to worry about trying to force your way in?
Yes and no. I feel like we need to win more races in the regular season because, you know, the playoff points, we're okay in them, but we're not, you know, first in those. We're kind of like in the middle of the road. So I think we need to get some more points and kind of playoff points, I should say. So, like, winning a race or winning a stage. So we need to try to get some of those.
Do you like the playoff format as it is now, or would you tinker with it?
I mean, it's very competitive. It leaves a little bit to chance, I guess, you know, at the end of the year. If you have a parts failure or something, you could, you know, be eliminated. So it definitely leaves a little bit kind of on the table of just like the mechanical side of the car if you have an issue. So maybe if you did like 10 races or something, you would have like more sample size to get the right champion. But I don't know. It's tough given the way car racing is, you know, to have just one race settle it all because maybe your car is a little bit off or, you know, maybe it's not the best track. But I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say you need those moments to have somebody elevate their game and take it. So that's cool. But at the same time, you want there to be enough sample size to get the right champion.
Yeah, that's playoffs, like in almost every sport though, right? Like in baseball, you're great for 7 months and it's like, oops, I didn't have a great weekend. You're home.
You're starting pitcher in a play-in game that gives up four in the first and you're screwed.
Yeah. And so maybe that's what we need, you know, to keep doing the way it's been. And I'm fine with it. I try to just be good at the format that we have.
William Byron just became the fifth driver to go back-to-back at Daytona 500 this year, leading in points, having a heck of a season. Thanks for coming in studio, and I think you've got this play ball thing.
Thanks, guys.
You got it.
I hope so.
Yeah. I think it's going to be.
Just believe in yourself.
Right.
Grant and Danny with you until 6:30 tonight on The Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro. 5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. William Byron was outstanding in studio. If you missed Michael Rubin of Fanatics or Byron this hour, we've been busy. Podcast, thefandc.com when we are done. Danny, you made it. You did it.
I did it.
You crushed it. Overall, I would say we did what needed to be done. That was a win.
Only mildly embarrassing, I think, for me. And he was very gracious.
I don't think there was any embarrassing moments at all. After the interview, he said, you guys did really well. You said something along the lines of, I hope we didn't come off like idiots. And he was like, no, that was awesome. You guys did a great job.
He was looking at you when he said that. But yeah, but the point I think is fine. It was fine. It's fine.
Were there any questions that you asked that you want back?
Yeah.
Which one?
What's it like driving to Richmond?
Well, I think what you actually said, I thought it was a good question, but you said, and I quote, what's Richmond like? That's a great question. Probing?
I'm trying not
open-ended, to. Open-ended?
I don't mean the city. Talking? I don't think he's like basically going to say like, oh, they like the restaurants. But obviously we're talking about the race.
What if he started talking about Gus's, the bar that we go to, where we walked in when everyone was...
Well, there's an Arsenal bar for some reason and on a college football Saturday, and everyone's yelling the fight songs. No, he's like, what's the one? Not the Gaslight District. The Short Pump or something like you can go.
Short Pump is near Richmond.
Maybe
it's
that.
Five
I don't
minutes
know.
Out.
He wasn't going to go into that. But yeah, I don't know. That wasn't my favorite.
I think
me and
you, RIR, August, under the lights. Let's do this thing together.
What date is it?
August 14th.
I'll be somewhere else that day.
I'm psyched. William Byron came in. Danny sleeps. Team don't sleep. Leading the Cup Series.
That is pretty
points.
Cool, by the way.
It is. By the way, he is taller than I would have thought. It would have been a weird question to ask him. Not that this is why I did.
I thought you were tiny.
I just didn't think about it. No, I was going to say, you've got to be one of the taller guys because he's 5'9". There's a couple of them that are taller than that. Like Kevin Harvick is randomly super tall for some reason that doesn't make any sense. But a lot of these guys are wee little guys. You ever seen Tyler Reddick?
No.
That was a rhetorical question.
No.
I know that you haven't. Tyler Reddick looks like he's 5'2". I mean, he is a
Is that a thing, by the way, that the NASCAR gentlemen are not the tallest?
I mean, think about the quarters with which they're operating.
Right.
They're getting in and out of their car.
I remember Tony Stewart's
in a window.
Again,
he's one of the bigger guys, I would say. But yeah, a lot of them, it's on a scale of like jockeys to NBA players. I'm not saying they're jockeys, but they're a lot closer to that end of the spectrum. I would say in general, we're looking at, you know, a lot of 5'5 to 5'8s.
Why am I blanking on her name?
Danica Patrick?
Yeah, thank you. Like, is that, I'm not even joning. Is that why she was able to do it? Just because she's on the smaller side and that makes that practical sense?
I think the skills are way not involved with the size. I'm just saying the size, if you're a big person getting in and out of the car and dealing with.
So it's like almost like self-eliminating right there. If you're 6'2", 230, you're not a NASCAR driver, basically, is what you're saying.
Very possible.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's one or two out there that it's just not the norm. Real quick, it is time for a double play. Danny the Snack Wrap is back. Be remiss if we didn't bring this up. Ryan's been walking around high-fiving people all day.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a holiday for you? Do you care about this?
Never had one, no interest. He's a young person, and for me, his exasperation that I've never had one is how I've been feeling for decades because you and your generation, everyone before, has never had a Big Mac. So the Big Mac is the OG. It's like you never had a piece of a chicken tender wrapped in a tortilla? Nope.
Ryan,
not
I will
special.
Have a snack wrap with you. Me and you in the drive-thru together whenever you want. I don't love how it sounds. I'll be honest. It sounds very pedestrian, but I'll have one.
It's just a great food item for McDonald's. In my opinion, top-tier Mount Rushmore worthy of McDonald's items. And I'm just happy it's back because that was my childhood, and now it's coming back.
You're my guy, so I'm happy you're happy. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Giant Barbecue Battle ahead of the Blitz next on The Fan.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.